This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Each of the points in the outline we've developed in our chapter study of Proverbs 3 builds on what goes before. Consider point 3, the phrase in verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge Him." Tell yourself you belong to God and are accountable to Him at all times. We will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man if we let love and faithfulness never leave us. Always fear the Lord and shun evil. Honor the Lord with your wealth. If you give the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. Others will notice how God's favor rests on you and honor God because of what they see. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Proverbs 3:27-30 illustrates what this might look like. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back later, I'll give it to you tomorrow," when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. In other words, you acknowledge God when you treat others as God has treated you, with grace, humility, and love, forgiving as you have been forgiven. Since others are created in God's image, treat them accordingly. To review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.